Parsha da Kedosha, we have a mitzvah on behalf of the Recha Kamocha. Any parish, any person who hears about the mitzvah of the Recha Kamocha, traditionally translated as love thy neighbor as thyself, even with the thighs, okay? Or in more modern English, love your neighbor as yourself. So anybody who struggles with how to do that. Can you really possibly love anyone else? I mean, your spouse, your fellow Jew. Can you really love everybody else as much as you love yourself? So therefore, the Yerushim abounds. All the different Mefarshim have their own explanation as to what this puzzle could possibly mean. So, in order to understand the Sforno is rather similar to the Ramban. I'm going to try to see if I can explain a slight nuance in it. So let's read the Ramban's explanation first. Okay? Ramban says, he asked the question, you can't accept the idea, the premise, that I'm supposed to love every Jew as much as I love myself. Okay? I can love my best friend, my spouse, my relatives, friends, neighbors, strangers, everybody. Love all like myself. That can't, the belief doesn't accept that. To the point that Rabbi Akiva already told us, your life takes precedence over your friends. That has halakha l'maisa ramifications. You know, if there's one drop of water, you're on the starve to death, so what do you thirsty? So what do you do? So your life comes first, etc. But the point is that if I love him as much as myself, why am I not giving it to him? So it must be something else that the pasuk is telling us. The pasuk can be commanding us, really, literally, love your neighbor as yourself. Says the Ramban, El Mitzvah Torah Shehav Chaver B'chol Inyan, Kasheret Yav and Nafsho B'chol Atov. You should want the best for your friend the way you would want the best for yourself. And the diuk he's making, Yitachin Bavur Shelo Amar B'yahavta Et Re'acha Kamocha, rather B'yashviya Otam B'milat L'Re'acha. Torah is telling us, it's not that you have to love your friend like yourself, but you have to want to happen to your friend. What should happen to your friend is what you would want to happen to yourself. So that's the Ramban's explanation. Comes the Sforno and says, "Ga'avta l'recha kamocha, ahuv be'ad re'echa, ma she'ayita ohev b'yadcha im ayita magil l'mkomo." You should love to happen to your friend what you would want to happen to yourself in his circumstances. Meaning, if you were in the same position, you would want a certain element of success. You would want health. You would want wealth. You would want everything good that you would want. So you should be happy for your friend and desire and daven for your friend to want the same things. In two different books that I looked up, commenting on the Sforno here, two different printings of the Sforno, they both said that this is the positive corollary to what Hillel told the Ger who wanted to convert. Ger wanted to convert while standing on one leg. So we said, what is it that you're told? You know, after l'recha kamocha, idam zilgomor, everything else is a perush. So how do you explain the after l'recha kamocha? So we are told that the explanation of after l'recha kamocha is the Allah sani lo tavi l'chavercha. That which you don't like, don't do to your friend. So that's in the negative. And both sets of footnotes in two different books wrote that this is how he was able to explain it to this Gentile. But the Sforno here has it in the positive. Instead of don't do to your friend what you wouldn't want done to yourself, it's Ohev bi'ad re'acha ma she'ita ohev bi'adcha im ayita magil l'mkomo. You should want that. He should be successful. Okay, maybe if his success means your failure, I understand. You're both competing for the same, job. But most things in life, his success has nothing to do with your failure. And therefore, you should genuinely have a desire for every fellow Jew to succeed in their endeavors, in their circumstances, much the way you would want to succeed in your own circumstances. So that's the Sforno's explanation that we can all learn from, because it is not easy, the Haftal Reifa Kamocha, the way people traditionally explain it. Okay, we hear these stories of great tzaddikim who really loved every Jew much like themselves, but that is not so feasible for most of us. Speaking about myself, I don't know about the rest of you. But so therefore, when I see the Sforno, and the Sforno says, okay, it's not love every Jew like yourself, and really, that's not possible. And I like seeing the Ramban saying explicitly, Lo yikabel lev adam, you can't accept such an explanation. So the Sforno is saying, what is the explanation? The explanation is really just to want the best for him. Wanting the best for all of my fellow Jews is a madriga I should be able to achieve. I'm not saying I'm there. I'm saying it's at least in the Shmifa, in my aspirations to be able to really want the best for all my fellow Jews.